Welcome, brave souls, to another chilling episode of Our Scary Stories. As the shadows lengthen and the wind howls outside your window, we invite you to join us in a journey into the heart of darkness. Tonight, we delve into a tale where innocence meets the ancient and unspeakable. A story where the line between myth and reality blurs, and the chill of fear is as real as the breath in the frosty night air. So, gather your courage, hold on to your sanity, and prepare to enter a world where the only thing scarier than the unknown is the known. This is the last Christmas. Let the story begin. The orphanage stood like a forgotten relic, its once bright colors faded beneath a thick blanket of snow. It loomed at the edge of a sleepy town, its windows dark and lifeless, save for the occasional flicker of candlelight that danced against the frosted glass. The world around it lay silent, as if holding its breath, under the weight of the winter's night. Inside, the atmosphere was a stark contrast to the icy stillness outside. The creaky halls echoed with the laughter and chatter of children, a symphony of life amidst the desolation. Mia, a girl of about 14 with bright, curious eyes, was the unofficial leader of this small band of orphans. She had a way of making the dim halls feel a bit warmer with her infectious optimism. In the common room, where a tired fireplace struggled to ward off the chill, Mia sat with Lucas and Grace. Lucas, a year older than Mia, was the thinker of the group, always with a book in hand, his mind wandering in worlds far beyond the walls of their shelter. Grace, the youngest at 12, clung to her stuffed bear, her wide eyes reflecting a world of wonder and fear in equal measure. As the wind howled outside, Mia shared stories she had read of distant lands and brave heroes. Her words painted vivid pictures in their minds, a brief escape from the confines of their reality. Lucas interjected with facts and theories, while Grace listened, her imagination taking flight. Suddenly, a sharp sound pierced the night, a scratching that seemed to come from the walls themselves. The children fell silent, their eyes darting towards the windows where shadows flickered like ghostly apparitions. What was that? Grace's voice was barely a whisper, her small hand gripping her bear tighter. Probably just the wind, Lucas said, trying to sound sure, but his eyes betrayed a flicker of doubt. Mia stood up, peering into the dark corners of the room. Let's check it out. We can't let our imaginations run wild. They moved together, a trio of shadows, creeping along the hallway. The floorboards groaned under their feet, as if protesting their intrusion into the night's silence. As they approached the window at the end of the hall, the scratching grew louder, more desperate. Peering out, they saw nothing but the endless dance of snowflakes in the dim moonlight. Yet, the feeling of being watched, of unseen eyes lurking in the darkness, clung to them like a cold shroud. It's just the old building, Mia said, though her voice lacked its usual conviction. It makes all sorts of sounds. They returned to the common room, but the warmth had left them. They huddled closer to the dying fire, each lost in their own thoughts. The night seemed to stretch on endlessly, the shadows growing longer, more menacing. As they finally settled into an uneasy sleep, the wind outside whispered secrets only the old walls could understand. And in those chilling whispers, there was a promise, a foreboding of things to come, as the silent night held its breath, waiting for the dawn of a last Christmas. The morning dawned gray and cold, the sun a mere hint behind the heavy clouds. Breakfast was a quiet affair in the orphanage, the events of the previous night lingering in the air like an unspoken secret. Mia, Lucas, and Grace sat together, their bowls of porridge steaming gently in the chill of the dining hall. As they ate, their conversation turned to memories, to life before the orphanage. Mia spoke first, her voice soft but steady. She recounted tales of her parents, two adventurers who had instilled in her a love for stories and exploration. Their absence was a void in her heart, but their legacy lived on in her unquenchable spirit. Lucas shared next, his words slower, more hesitant. He had been a scholar's son, his early years filled with books and learning. His father's sudden illness had left him adrift, his world shrinking to the confines of the orphanage. Yet, his thirst for knowledge remained unquenched, a beacon in his journey through the fog of loss. Grace listened, her eyes wide, clutching her bear like a lifeline. When it was her turn, she spoke of her grandmother, the only family she had known. Her stories were fragments, a patchwork of memories filled with warmth and laughter. Her grandmother's passing had been a gentle one, but it had taken away the only home Grace had ever known. As they shared, a bond formed between them, woven from the threads of their shared experiences and losses. They found comfort in this newfound kinship, a sense of belonging that the cold walls of the orphanage had never provided. Their conversation was interrupted by the arrival of Mrs. Finch, the caretaker, her arms laden with decorations. "Today, we prepare for Christmas," she announced, a forced cheer in her voice. The children helped, more out of a sense of duty than any real excitement for the holiday. As they decorated, Mrs. Finch recounted tales of Christmas, of joy and celebration, of St. Nicholas and his gifts. But it was when she mentioned Krampus, the shadow of St. Nicholas, that the children perked up. The tale of a creature that took away naughty children seemed to echo their fears from the night before. "Krampus is just an old folktale meant to scare children into behaving," Mrs. Finch laughed, dismissing the creature as nothing more than a story, nothing but superstition and imagination. But as they listened, the seeds of doubt were planted in their minds. The strange occurrences of the night before, the feeling of being watched, the scratching at the window, all seemed to take on a new, sinister meaning. In the dim light of the orphanage, with the wind howling outside, folklore felt uncomfortably close to reality. The day passed, the hours marked by the clock's monotonous ticking. As night fell, the children gathered once more in the common room, the Christmas tree's lights casting a weak glow in the gathering darkness. Their minds were filled with tales of Krampus, the lines between myth and reality blurred by the shadows that danced on the walls. Outside, the snow continued to fall, covering the world in a blanket of white, as if to cleanse it of its secrets. But beneath the surface, something stirred, a whisper in the darkness, waiting for the right moment to emerge. The days leading up to Christmas were filled with a creeping unease that settled over the orphanage like a dense fog. The children, once so eager for the holiday, now approached it with a mixture of anticipation and dread. The stories of Krampus, once distant tales, seemed to echo in every corner of the old building. One chilly morning, Mia noticed something unusual. A set of footprints in the snow outside, large and deep, leading from the woods to the very walls of the orphanage. Yet, strangely, there were no footprints leading back. She called Lucas and Grace to see, and together they stared at the mysterious tracks, their breaths forming misty clouds in the cold air. "This doesn't make sense," Lucas murmured, his brows furrowed in thought. "Who or what could have left these?" Grace clutched her bear closer, her eyes wide with fear. "Do you think it's him?" she whispered, the name Krampus hanging unspoken in the air. Mia shook her head, though her heart raced with uncertainty. "We don't know that. It could be anything. Let's not jump to conclusions." But the footprints were just the beginning. Objects began to move on their own, or so it seemed. A book would fall from a shelf without anyone near it, or a door would slam shut when no draft could have caused it. The children shared stories of strange noises in the night, of whispers that seemed to come from the walls themselves. With each incident, the sense of being watched grew stronger. The children found themselves glancing over their shoulders, jumping at shadows. The old orphanage, once a place of refuge, now felt like a trap, its walls closing in on them. It was during these tense days that the children grew closer than ever. They found comfort in each other's company, their shared fears creating a bond stronger than any they had known. They would sit together in the common room, talking in hushed voices, or walk in pairs through the halls, never wanting to be alone. Mia, Lucas, and Grace became a unit, a small island of solidarity in a sea of uncertainty. They shared their thoughts and fears, their hopes and doubts. Mia, with her natural leadership, kept their spirits up, insisting they stick together. Lucas, with his love of knowledge, tried to find logical explanations for the unexplainable. And Grace, with her innocent bravery, reminded them of the strength and vulnerability. As Christmas Eve approached, the atmosphere in the orphanage reached a fever pitch. The wind howled louder than ever, as if carrying voices from the depths of the forest. The children huddled together, their eyes wide and watchful, as they waited for what the night would bring. In the darkness of their rooms, with only the moon to light their way, the children listened to the echoes in the snow, the whispers of something ancient and unknown. And in those moments, they realized that the stories of Krampus were more than just tales to scare children. They were a warning, a prophecy perhaps, of things to come. Christmas Eve descended upon the orphanage with a chilling silence. The children, gathered in the common room, tried to celebrate with carols and stories, but their hearts were heavy with foreboding. The wind outside seemed to carry a sinister chill, penetrating the walls of the orphanage and creeping into their very bones. As the night deepened, a scream shattered the silence. It came from upstairs, piercing and desperate. The children froze, their eyes wide with terror. Mia was the first to react, her instincts kicking in. "Stay together," she whispered urgently to Lucas and Grace. "We need to find out what happened." They raced up the stairs, the old wood creaking under their hurried steps. In the hallway, they found other children emerging from their rooms, their faces pale with fright. The scream had come from Lily's room, a shy girl who rarely spoke but always had a smile for everyone. Mia pushed open the door to Lily's room, her heart pounding. The room was in disarray, the window wide open, letting in a blast of cold air. Snowflakes drifted in, settling on the wooden floor like silent witnesses. But Lily was nowhere to be seen. "Where is she?" Grace's voice trembled as she clutched her bear even tighter. Lucas moved to the window, peering into the darkness. "There." He pointed to a set of deep footprints in the snow, leading away from the building and into the woods. The footprints were large, too large to be human, and they were accompanied by a dragging mark, as if something, or someone, had been taken. A sense of dread filled the room. The children knew, without saying it, that Krampus had come. The creature of legend, the shadow of Saint Nicholas, was real. And he had taken Lily. Panic spread among the children, but Mia held firm. "We have to find her," she said, her voice steady despite the fear that gripped her. "We can't let him take her." Lucas nodded, his usual calm demeanor replaced by a sense of urgency. "We need to be smart about this. We can't just rush into the woods. We need a plan." The children huddled together, formulating a search strategy. They would go in groups, armed with whatever they could find as weapons, sticks, flashlights, anything that would give them a sense of security. As they prepared to step into the snowy night, Mrs. Finch tried to stop them. "You can't go out there," she pleaded. "It's too dangerous." But the children were resolute. They had to find Lily. They had to face the terror that lurked in the darkness. Stepping out into the cold, the orphanage behind them seemed like the last bastion of safety in a world turned nightmarish. The snow crunched under their feet as they followed the ominous footprints. The woods loomed ahead, dark and menacing, swallowing the tracks in the hope of finding Lily. The search was frantic, hearts pounding and breaths coming in short gasps. They called Lily's name, their voices swallowed by the vastness of the night. But all they found was her scarf, lying discarded on the snow, a silent testament to the horror that had unfolded. The realization hit them hard. Krampus was not just a story. He was real, and he was hunting them. The night was far from over, and as they stood in the cold, with the wind howling around them, they knew that the hunt had only just begun. Back in the orphanage, the children gathered in a dimly lit room, their faces reflecting the flickering candlelight and the gravity of their situation. The realization that Krampus was real and among them had ignited a fire of determination in their hearts. They knew they had to be clever, to think like the creature they were up against. Mia took the lead, her voice firm. "We can't let fear control us. We need to be smart and stay one step ahead of Krampus. We have to protect each other." Lucas, his eyes scanning a map of the area, pointed to the woods. "We should set up lookouts. If we can spot him coming, we'll have a chance to hide or run." Grace, hugging her bear, suggested, "What about traps? Like in the stories, maybe we can set up something to slow him down." Their plan took shape, a combination of lookouts, makeshift traps, and safe zones within the orphanage. Each child had a role, and they worked together, their unity a stark contrast to the darkness outside. As night deepened, the wind outside whispered secrets, and the shadows in the corners of the room seemed to move with a life of their own. The children took turns on lookout, their eyes straining in the darkness for any sign of Krampus. It was during Mia's turn when she saw it. A dark figure moving stealthily towards the orphanage. Her heart raced as she sounded the alarm, a low but urgent whistle. The children sprang into action, executing their plan with a precision born of necessity. They scattered, some hiding, others readying the traps they had set. Mia, Lucas, and Grace found themselves together, their breaths coming in short bursts as they listened for any sound of Krampus. The floorboards creaked ominously outside their hiding place, a slow, deliberate sound that made their skin crawl. Suddenly, the door burst open, and there he was, Krampus, towering and menacing, his eyes glowing with a malevolent fire. The children stifled their screams, frozen in terror. But before Krampus could move closer, one of their traps was sprung. A net of ropes and weights fell upon him, tangling his limbs and buying the children precious seconds. They didn't hesitate, scrambling out of their hiding place and running as fast as their legs could carry them. They regrouped in the common room, panting and wide-eyed. That was too close, Lucas gasped, his voice trembling. We can't let our guard down, Mia added, her mind racing with what had just happened. In the safety of their temporary refuge, the children began to share stories of Christmases past, a time before the orphanage, before the world had seemed so dark and cruel. They spoke of happier times, of laughter and warmth, of family and joy. It was a bittersweet sharing, each memory a reminder of what they had lost, but also of what they still had in each other. Their stories wove a tapestry of hope and resilience, strengthening their bond and reminding them of the light that still existed in their hearts, even in the darkest of times. As they huddled together, the wind outside howling like a mournful chorus, they knew they were not alone. They had each other, and together they would face the terror of Krampus. The dawn of Christmas Day brought no joy to the orphanage. Instead, it ushered in a day of grim determination. The children, led by Mia, Lucas, and Grace, ventured outside, their breaths visible in the frosty air, forming clouds that hung like omens in the still morning. Their mission was clear, to scout the surrounding area, to understand the terrain that was now their battlefield against Krampus. The snow lay thick upon the ground, a pristine blanket that masked the dangers beneath. As they trudged through the snow, the orphanage a solemn silhouette against the pale sky, they found themselves in a world transformed. The familiar paths and play areas were now parts of a frigid labyrinth, twisted and unfamiliar. The hazards were many. Icicles like daggers hung precariously from tree branches, ready to fall at the slightest disturbance. Hidden beneath the snow, uneven ground threatened to twist ankles, and unseen icy patches made every step perilous. Lucas, usually the most reserved, took on a role he had never imagined. With careful steps, he led the way, his keen eyes spotting the traps that Krampus had laid. Thorns hidden under the snow, pitfalls covered with a thin layer of ice, snares made of branches and rope. As they navigated this treacherous landscape, a shout of alarm broke the tense silence. Mia had stepped too close to a hidden pitfall, the ground giving way beneath her. In an instant, Lucas reacted. He lunged forward, grabbing her arm and pulling her back from the brink, his own feet slipping on the icy edge. For a moment, they teetered dangerously, a ballet of life and death on the edge of the abyss. With a final effort, Lucas steadied himself, dragging Mia to safety. They lay there for a moment, panting, their hearts pounding in unison. "Thank you," Mia breathed, her eyes meeting Lucas's. In that look, there was a depth of gratitude and a newfound respect. The close call was a stark reminder of the peril they faced, not just from Krampus, but from the very environment they were in. Yet, it also served to strengthen their resolve. If they could survive the labyrinth of hazards that surrounded them, they could face anything. As they made their way back to the orphanage, the children moved with a new sense of purpose. They had faced the dangers of the frigid labyrinth and had come out stronger. Lucas, in particular, felt a change within himself. He had always believed he was not brave, but in that moment of crisis, he had proven himself wrong. The day waned, and the children returned to their fortress, weary but wiser. They knew that the night would bring new challenges, that Krampus would not be deterred so easily. But they also knew that they had each other, and in that unity, there was strength. As they prepared for the night, they looked not with fear, but with a determination that was born in the heart of the frigid labyrinth. As nightfall draped its gloomy veil over the orphanage, a sense of impending doom settled among the children. The festive decorations, once symbols of joy and hope, now seemed like mocking reminders of a happiness long lost. Outside, the wind howled with a ferocity that seemed to carry the anger of the world, and with it, the promise of Krampus's return. The children, huddled in the common room, felt the intensity of the night pressing in on them. Mia, Lucas, and Grace tried to maintain a facade of bravery, but the air was thick with anxiety. Every creak of the old building, every rustle outside the windows, sent shivers down their spines. As the hours ticked by, Krampus's attacks grew more frequent and ferocious. Shadows flickered past the windows, taunting them with fleeting glimpses of the creature that stalked them. Thumps on the roof and walls sounded like the drumbeats of an approaching doom, each one heightening the terror that gripped their hearts. The strain of constant fear began to take its toll, fraying the bonds that had united the children. Arguments broke out over the smallest things, a misplaced item, a whispered comment, a decision on where to stand guard. Their unity, once their greatest strength, now seemed as fragile as the flickering candle flames that lit the room. In the midst of this growing discord, Lucas stumbled upon a hidden truth that would change everything. While searching for a misplaced book, he discovered a loose floorboard in the library. Curiosity overcoming him, he pried it open, revealing a small, dusty box hidden beneath. Inside the box were old documents, yellowed with age. They were records of the orphanage, dating back decades. But it was the mention of a name that caught Lucas's attention, a name that sent a chill through him. The founder of the orphanage, long since passed, bore the same surname as the legendary Krampus. Lucas shared his discovery with Mia and Grace, and together they pored over the documents. The connection was undeniable. The founder, it seemed, had been a distant relative of the mythical creature, a bond forged in blood and darkness. This revelation cast the orphanage in a new light. What they had once seen as a safe haven now felt like a trap, its very walls tainted by the legacy of Krampus. The creature's interest in them was no longer a random act of terror. It was personal, a twisted family reunion spanning generations. The night grew darker, the wind louder, and the sense of isolation more profound. The children, now armed with the knowledge of their connection to Krampus, felt the weight of history bearing down on them. But within that weight was a glimmer of understanding, a clue to the creature's motives, and perhaps, a key to their survival. As they prepared to face another night of terror, the children looked at each other with a new sense of purpose. The discovery had shaken them, but it had also reignited the flame of unity that fear had nearly extinguished. They were no longer just orphans fighting for survival. They were the last stand against a legacy of darkness, ready to face whatever horrors the night would bring. In the cold, dimly lit library of the orphanage, the children huddled together, surrounded by ancient tomes and the secrets they held. The documents Lucas had found were spread out before them, a tapestry of the past that wove a story both fascinating and terrifying. As they delved deeper, the history of the orphanage unfolded, revealing its dark connection to Krampus. The founder, it turned out, had been a devotee of ancient rituals, dabbling in practices that sought to appease Krampus. It was said that every Christmas, a pact was made to protect the town from the creature's wrath. But the pact had a price, one that bound the orphanage to Krampus through the ages. "This is why he's after us," Mia whispered, a mix of fear and anger in her voice. "We're part of some twisted legacy." Lucas, his eyes scanning the pages, added, "It looks like the founder believed that as long as the orphanage stood, the pact would hold. But something must have changed." Grace clutched her bear, her voice small but determined. "We have to break this pact. We can't let Krampus keep coming back." Fueled by this revelation, the children began to devise a new plan. They needed to confront Krampus to break the cycle that had bound them to this nightmare. Their strategy was bold, a direct challenge to the creature that had terrorized them. Their plan was simple yet daring. They would lure Krampus into the orphanage, using themselves as bait. Once inside, they would confront him with the symbols of his own legend, bells, chains, and the very documents that revealed the truth. They hoped that facing his own twisted history would banish him back to the shadows from which he came. As they prepared for the confrontation, a sense of empowerment grew among them. The fear that had once paralyzed them was now fueling their courage. They were no longer victims of a dark past. They were fighters, ready to reclaim their lives and their future. Night fell, casting long shadows across the snow-covered grounds. The children took their positions, each heart beating in unison with the others. The wind picked up, howling like a chorus of the damned, as if nature itself was bracing for the impending showdown. In the main hall, the children waited, the air thick with anticipation. Each one clutched a symbol of the plan, bells that jingled softly, chains that clinked with every movement, and the ancient documents that held the key to their freedom. The clock struck midnight, and the moment they had been preparing for arrived. The door creaked open, and Krampus stepped into the orphanage, his form more terrifying than any story could capture. But the children stood firm, their resolve unbroken. "Tonight, it ends," Mia declared, her voice echoing through the hall. Krampus roared, a sound that shook the very foundations of the orphanage. But the children did not waver. They began to ring the bells, the sound piercing the night, a call to battle against the darkness. As they confronted Krampus, their fear turned into strength, their unity a shield against the nightmare before them. The echoes of the past reverberated through the hall, but the children of the orphanage were writing a new chapter, one of courage, defiance, and a hope for a dawn free from the shadow of Krampus. The night air was electric with tension as the children faced Krampus in the heart of the orphanage. Outside, the snow lay untouched, a stark white canvas under the moonlight. Inside, the battle of wills and wits was reaching its zenith. Krampus, towering and menacing, his eyes burning with a malevolent fire, advanced toward the children. Maya stood at the forefront, her hand gripping a bell tightly, its jingle lost in the roar of the wind. Lucas and Grace flanked her, chains in hand, the metallic clinks a stark contrast to the soft snow outside. The showdown was not just a physical battle, it was a confrontation of fears and nightmares. Each child looked into the face of their terror, the embodiment of the darkness that had haunted their lives. As Krampus moved closer, the air seemed to thicken, making each breath a struggle. The children, despite their fear, stood their ground, the symbols of Krampus's legend held high. They recited the words from the old documents, a chant that was both a defiance and a plea. In the midst of this intense standoff, Lucas made a decision, a selfless act that would alter the course of their fate. He stepped forward, breaking the line, his voice rising above the wind. Krampus, your quarrel is with me. Let the others go. Mia and Grace tried to stop him, but Lucas was resolute. He faced Krampus alone, an embodiment of bravery and sacrifice. In his eyes, there was no fear, only the determination to protect those he had come to see as his family. Krampus halted, his gaze fixed on Lucas. In that moment, the beast seemed to hesitate, as if Lucas's courage had ignited something long forgotten in the depths of his twisted soul. The standoff continued, a moment stretched into eternity, the fate of all hanging in the balance. Then, with a roar that shook the foundations of the orphanage, Krampus lunged at Lucas. But as he did, Mill and Grace sprang into action, ringing the bells with all their might, the sound piercing the night. The chains they wielded glinted in the moonlight as they swung them, creating a barrier of sound and motion. Krampus reeled, the cacophony overwhelming him, his form flickering as if caught between worlds. The children, united in their resolve, pushed forward, their voices joining in the chant, a mantra of hope and defiance. The emotional peak of their journey was at hand. They were no longer frightened orphans, they were warriors, facing the embodiment of their deepest fears. Their hearts pounded not with fear, but with the adrenaline of the fight, the belief that they could overcome the darkness. As the final words of the chant filled the air, a bright light enveloped Krampus. His roars dimmed, his form dissolving into the light, scattering into the night like shadows at dawn. The children fell silent, their heavy breaths the only sound in the aftermath. Lucas, supported by Mia and Grace, stood as a testament to the power of courage and sacrifice. As the light faded, the snow outside seemed to sparkle a bit brighter, the winds howl a bit softer. The children looked at each other, their bond stronger than ever, their faces reflecting the triumph of light over darkness. They had faced their nightmare, they had stood their ground, and they had emerged victorious. The shadow of Krampus was gone, dissolved into the echoes of a night that would forever be remembered as their final stand. As the first light of dawn broke over the horizon, it cast a gentle glow over the snow-covered grounds of the orphanage. The children, weary from their night of confrontation, watched as the world around them transformed from a place of fear to one of serene beauty. The night's horrors seemed like a distant nightmare as the light touched their faces, warming their chilled skin. Krampus was defeated, vanquished by their bravery and unity. The creature that had haunted their dreams and stalked their nights was no more. In its place, there was a newfound peace, a calm that settled over the orphanage like a comforting blanket. The children returned inside, their steps slow, their bodies and spirits exhausted but unbroken. The orphanage, once a prison of their fears, now felt like a home again. They moved through the halls, their eyes meeting in silent understanding of what they had endured, what they had overcome. As they gathered in the common room, the remnants of their makeshift defenses still scattered around. They shared a quiet moment of reflection. Each one had lost something in this battle, innocence, security, the last vestiges of childhood. But they had also gained something invaluable, a sense of strength, of courage, of the power of unity. Mia looked at Lucas and Grace, her eyes brimming with tears that were both sad and proud. "We did it," she said softly, her voice a whisper of awe and gratitude. Lucas, his arm around Grace, nodded. "We faced our fears together. We're stronger than we ever knew." Grace clung to her bear, now a symbol of her journey from fear to bravery. I think we'll be okay now, she said, a small smile breaking through her tiredness. The sun rose higher, casting light into the dark corners of the room, chasing away the last shadows of the night. The children felt its warmth, a promise of a new beginning, a new day. As we emerge from the shadows of the last Christmas, our hearts still racing with the echoes of the orphan's brave stand, we leave behind the haunted halls of the orphanage, carrying with us the tales of courage, unity, and the triumph over unspeakable terror. Thank you for joining us in this harrowing journey on our scary stories. Remember, when the night grows dark and the chill sets in, some stories are more than just tales. They are warnings, they are lessons, and sometimes they are the last glimmer of hope in the darkness. Until next time, keep listening, if you dare.